Welcome to the Mac Minutes, episode 85 for Tuesday, July 21st. Apple updates macOS Catalina 10.15.6 and launches new audio and news features. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the recently released macOS Catalina 10.15.6 update, which introduces local and news audio features in the Apple News along with improving the security and reliability of your Mac. This update, which is now available for downloading, introduces several new features for Apple News and Apple News Plus, including audio stories of some of the most read feature stories from Apple News Plus, a daily audio news briefing hosted by Apple News editors, and curated local news collections beginning in 5 cities and regions and expanding to more areas in the future. Apple News is also adding more top local and regional news outlets for readers and subscribers, including the Charlotte Observer, the Miami Herald, and the News and Observer, which is located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Lauren Kern, editor-in-chief of Apple News, said the following about the new features. Apple News showcases so much great journalism, and we're excited to help bring it to life in new ways with Apple News Plus audio stories and a new daily news show, Apple News Today. We also greatly value our many local news partners. Our new local news feature highlights their work for readers who live and are interested in those communities, finished Kern. Let's delve deeper into some of the new features Apple announced, including Apple News Plus audio stories. Beginning with the update, Apple News will produce about 20 audio stories a week across a wide range of interests. Narrated by professional voice actors, these are audio versions of some of the best feature reporting and long-form pieces published by Esquire, Essence, Fast Company, GQ, New York Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Time, Vanity Fair, Vogue, Wired, and more, and newspapers including the Los Angeles Times and the Wall Street Journal. Audio stories are now available to Apple News Plus subscribers in the U.S. Apple News Plus is available in the U.S. for $9.99 a month. And for our international listeners, Canada for $12.99 a month, the UK for $9.99 a month, and Australia for $14.99 a month. Customers can sign up for a free one-month trial, and the plan automatically renews after the trial ends. Through family sharing, up to 6 family members can share one Apple News Plus subscription. I use family sharing, and for some, it's a great bargain. Next features are to Apple News Today. With Apple News Today, a daily audio news briefing, Apple News editors and co-hosts guide listeners through some of the most fascinating stories in the news and how the world's best journalists are covering them. Apple News Today is free to all listeners and available mornings Monday through Friday directly in the news app in the U.S. and on Apple Podcasts. Productivity is a huge interest to me, and this is another way to learn the topics of the day while I am preparing for work or listening throughout the day. Audio stories and Apple News Today can both be found in the newly added audio tab located at the bottom of the news app, where listeners can manage their queue and get personalized recommendations. Both new audio features are available on iPhone, iPod Touch, and CarPlay. Apple also introduced support for the news app in CarPlay, so users can listen to audio stories and Apple News Today while driving. Users will be able to sync listening progress across devices. Start listening to an audio story with CarPlay from your iPhone and pick up listening to or reading it later at home. Also new is curated local news. Apple News introduced a new curated local news experience currently available in the San Francisco Bay Area, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco, featuring a variety of content from a diverse collection of local publishers, including a major newspaper in each city and region. Local news collections in Apple News include coverage of topics most important to local communities, such as sports, dining and restaurants, weather, news and politics, and more, with curation by local Apple News editors, as well as personalization for each user. There is now even more local news. Apple News recently added even more top local and regional newspapers to the Apple News Plus catalog. A subscription to Apple News Plus in the U.S. now includes access to the Charlotte Observer, the Idaho Statesman, the Kansas City Star, the Miami Herald, the News and Observer, and the State from Columbia, South Carolina. In Canada, leading French-language newspaper Le Devoir is now available to Apple News Plus subscribers, and the Globe and Mail, one of the country's most prestigious national newspapers, will be available to subscribers later this summer. Apple News draws over 125 million monthly active users in the U.S., the U.K., Australia, and Canada, and has revolutionized how people access news from all their favorite sources. Apple News is available for free in the U.S., the U.K., Australia, and Canada on iPhone, iPad, and Mac devices. Apple News Plus is a single subscription with the prices previously mentioned earlier, which additionally provides access to written and audio content from hundreds of the world's top magazines and major newspapers, including the Los Angeles Times, the Wall Street Journal, as well as many local and regional newspapers, including the Houston Chronicle and the San Francisco Chronicle. There were also several bug fixes in this update, so I would encourage you to update as soon as possible. If Mac Minutes can help you with your tech, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For all the Mac Minutes listeners out there, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we'll see you soon on the Mac Minutes Podcast.